Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster, sitting here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. As joining us on the line now is the new head boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Jay Heron, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you.
So as we take a look at this team coming into this 2025-26 year, it really is, based off of last year, building from the ground up for this program. And just looking at the varsity roster, definitely you got a lot of people back that played meaningful minutes last year, and also getting some guys back who may have been hurt last year as well to really start to kind of kickstart things in your tenure as the head coach. And just through off-season workouts and through the first week of practice, what are some things that have stood out to you about what this team can bring to the table night in, night out?
I think the want to is there. I think the kids really want to get after it. Experience and winning is a struggle right now, but the biggest thing is me getting to know who those kids are and those kids getting to know how I want to coach and how we want to play. It's been good. It's been fun. We did some summer stuff. We did a few fall workouts, but at a small school, a lot of kids are playing other sports, and so I want them to do that, definitely. But so far, it's been good.
And taking a look at this team, I guess by position group, looking at the guards, and you bring back a lot of pieces from last year's team. King Brown is somebody that kind of led the way, at least in terms of these returners coming back. Sam Coink is back after he played about the first quarter of last year before an injury sidelined him for the rest of the year, and he has actually grown quite a bit between junior and senior year. You also have back somebody like Jose Babcock, who played a lot of time last year, and you also add a transfer in Jackson Olmstead from Webster City, who I know a lot of talk about his ability as a shooter as well. And just those are kind of four right off the top that have stood out at least early on. But when you look at this group, this backcourt group of guards, you know, what has stood out about some of the things they've been able to do here in the early season or in the early of the in the regular season practices?
Yeah, Jackson's been a nice addition. He brings a little bit of an edge that we really didn't have. So the kids have taken him really well, and they've got along really well and working together. So him and King have some really good battles in practice, which is what we needed. And then after that, Sam Coink's going to maybe have to handle the ball a little bit when Jackson has to take his break. Jackson will play tonight because he can play in the scrimmages. But then after King, but then there's a little freshman, Miguel, who is kind of stepping up, kind of surprising me of what he can do. They had a scrimmage Saturday, and he looks really good. So I'm hoping it's King, Jackson, and Miguel, and kind of leaving Sam at that two-guard, three-guard area. And Jose started, I think, every game last year. So bringing back a little experience with him. And then at the forwards, we got Ryan Osvig, who has also grown. I think he says he's 6'3 now, and he was 5'10 or 11, I think, last year. So that will help. And then Jesus Garcia played a little bit last year, and Blake Main played a little bit last year. And then Luke Martinson is a new kid. He played 2 years ago but didn't play last year. He's 6'5", 6'6"-ish, and he's going to be a nice ball player. So, and then inside we bring back Ben Swenson, and he says he's 6'3". And then Liam Early is hurt. He played last year, but he's hurt. He won't be back till mid-January. Let me see who else I'm trying to think of. Oh, Caden Dean, another football player, will help us inside and outside. And I don't think he played last year either. So we got a good little mix.
And as we take a look here at the schedule coming up, your team heads down to Story City tonight for the Rolling Story Jamboree. You'll take on Colonesco in that Jamboree and then open things up on December 2nd with a road trip to South Central Calhoun. And it's kind of a tough early, you know, first couple weeks for your team. You're going to get battle tested right away. You're at Iowa Falls Altman on December 4th at the defending conference champs, or Nevada, rather, on the 5th, who were second last year in the conference. And then the week following, home versus Seidel, home versus the St. Ed Edmonton. A lot of people have number one in Class 1A, and then round out the week with a road trip to defending conference champs Grandview Christian on the 12th. So definitely a lot of battles against some really good competition early on in this season. But when you look at the schedule to open things up for the season, what are some things you and the staff are looking for here in terms of, you know, in terms of competition, in terms of things you want to see from your own kids here against this opening slate to begin the year?
I think just confidence is building confidence. We had a great scrimmage. Clarine was nice enough to welcome us down there on Saturday, and Newman Catholic was there. And that's what I asked the kids, is just to compete. And they did that, and they worked hard. It was a long morning. They were tired, and Ryan Osvig was gone. So that shortened the bench a little bit. But the kids played hard, played well. I think we came out with some confidence that we're looking for. And they got to get used to my coaching style, which may be a little different than some. I'm pretty simple. I just want to be efficient, and I want to have some tempo. And they have a lot of freedoms, but I want them to learn how to play the game of basketball on their own. I'm not a yeller, not a screamer. I can if I have to, but I don't want to be. And I want the kids to have fun. I want to have fun and get up and down the court. And vision's a huge thing. We got to get Caitlin Clark eyes. We talk a lot about seeing options and creating for other kids, not creating for yourself. So they're buying into it so far. We got a lot, long way to go, but I'm cautiously very, very optimistic.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight at the scrimmage against Kolonesko.
Yep, thank you for your support, and go Hawks.
Mm-hmm. That was Jay Heron, the head boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Auto of Webster City. We are back with Clarion coach Jason Burning next here on 95.7 FM.